Taiwan Special, episode 3 for the week. I'm going to talk about this war brewing with China and the trade stuff with America. Now, I said some pretty juicy stuff over at Pacific Daily Times this week in the Cadence of Conflict and also in the Encore of Revival. You know, it's really hard to talk about American politics without talking about Chinese politics now. Well, I'm in Taiwan. For 10 years, I've been at the front of this whole thing without even knowing it was the front. Maybe over the last 5 years, I knew it was going to be the front. But when I got here, I had no clue what in the world was going on. I guess I ended up in the right place by going where the wind blew me. Trump knew all along. This is my surmise. I know how the cow chews the cud. I know how the sun comes up in the morning. I know how the wind blows and knocks stuff over or it doesn't. I've been around. I wasn't born yesterday. That's my basis for this opinion. All right. Trump knew China all along. I don't think Trump ever really thought he was ever going to get a trade deal with China. In fact, I'm almost convinced. There was a Star Trek episode, geek alert, Star Trek Deep Space Nine. It was in the later series where Captain, no longer Commander, but Captain Benjamin Sisko is talking to Weyoun, the monkey clone envoy from the Founders and the Dominion. And they have this little conversation. Well, we just saw one. I don't remember what it was about. It was some sort of a violation or some sort of a war type of act, like some sort of a bad thing you don't do. We just saw one of your ships in our territory. I hope that it's there by accident. Oh, it must have been an accident. I'm sure it was. We should set up a meeting and I should go talk to you as soon as possible. Yes, that's important. We should have a meeting. When will we talk? As soon as possible. Well, how about you come to the space station and we'll talk about it over coffee. Good. What time? Tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Okay, see you there. Goodbye. And everyone says, well, what did he say? He totally lied to me. He's planning to go to war. They're probably already on the way to invade. The other guy, another scene. So what happened? He knows that we know. You know, invade, you know, like that's what it was. It was that conversation. Are you following me? Did I lose you? They pretend to just talk and smile and they set up an appointment and a time to meet and, oh yeah, we should meet. And, oh, this isn't a problem. Let's talk. And both of them smile and lie through their teeth. And it sounds great and everything, but they both know that the other guy's planning to attack. That's what these trade talks, the Thursday-Friday scene, look like to me. I don't think Trump for 1 second ever thought that this saga of Chinese trade negotiations are going to result in trade. Now, I think that Trump in the long run would like to have good trade with China, but I think that Trump's no idiot, and I think that Trump knows the only way to get fair trade with China is to crush the current government in China. I think that's what Trump thinks. I'm not going to tell you my opinion because I don't want you copying me. Actually, you know what? Nobody actually knows what I think about politics and what I want in politics. Nobody actually knows. Think about that. Think about this. See, I argue these things and I talk about what's going to happen and I say, don't do this because if you do that, that's going to happen. And then we don't want that to happen. I'll say that. But what do I really want? What does Jesse Steele want? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Except Jesse. Jesse knows. But I want you to think. I want you to see this. I want you to know what's going on. Trump knows that there's no way that the current situation in China, we'll say. We could say the ruling party. We could say the government as it stands. We could say status quo, which Ronald Reagan says is Latin for the mess we're in. We could look at all, you know, I could say the situation in China. There's no way it's going to give America a trade agreement that America will accept. Either America has to change or China has to change. But these negotiations were never going to lead to any agreement in this particular round. We're talking the last few years. Okay, I'm giving them 3 more months to make a deal. It'll be a great deal, the best deal. I'm giving them 3 months, and they have time. It's 3 months, and we need to make a deal. The deal should be great, and they have 3 months. Okay, you know, that's been going on. Trump impersonations are so fun to do. No, I don't disparage the man. It's just fun to impersonate people that are easy to impersonate. Mike Bickle is another guy that's easy to impersonate. And so is W. He's fun to impersonate. So anyhow, okay. So we were in this recent round of trade trumping. Nothing was ever going to come out of it. And anyone worth half of his stock shares is going to know that. The whole thing, you go to the Pacific Times and get more details about it, but I really believe that all the talk, no, I have a great relationship with Kim Jong-un. It's still strong. It's the best relationship ever. It's the greatest, and it's the best, and our relationship is strong, and we have a relationship, and it's great, and it's strong. Like, all that talk, Xi Jinping is a good friend, and we have a relationship. We've set up another meeting, just like they did in Deep Space Nine when Wei Yun and Captain Sisko lied to each other about setting up a meeting. We have another fake meeting set up with China also, and it's great. It's the best, and it's a meeting, and it's set up, and we have a meeting set up, and it's great. All that stuff. I don't mean Trump's lying to the American people. He's lying on camera because the governments are lying to each other just before they bomb the snot out of each other. That's what I really think this is. Because no one ever would have taken this trade seriously. All right, okay. I defer you to Pacific Daily Times, the cadence May 13, the cadence May 13, 2019 video to get the details on that. But I don't know when this is coming. I've said it before. You know, the Pentagon, you know, we've known about this. There's a lot of things coming up that are convenient at the last minute. This F-35 we've been developing for decades is all of a sudden ready right now. Right when trade talks start to break down. And why did trade talks break down? Because suddenly a branch of the government that the president, the commander-in-chief of the military, a branch that he controls, suddenly hiked tariffs. And now trade talks are breaking down right when the F-35 is ready to use. It's been being prepared for like 20, 30 years, however long they've been researching for it, however long it's been in blueprints and drafts. There's a vertical version. There's like 3 versions of this thing. They have a different shape. One of them takes off like a Harrier jet vertically. If you've seen the movie True Lies, Arnold flies a Harrier jet. Like, it hovers straight, vertical takeoff. The F-35 has one version that does vertical takeoff. Japan has a bunch of helicopter carriers that could the heck, helicopter carrier. What the heck? There never were helicopter carriers. Those helicopter carriers were made to be F-35 Marine vertical takeoff carriers all along. See, the problem is China, since World War II and all that stuff, Japan, post-World War II and all that, has not been allowed legally to have aircraft carriers. So a few years ago, they got a helicopter carrier. But they couldn't get it. It wasn't big enough to get the right catapult to be able to launch the airplanes we have today. It'd have to be retrofitted and reworked to do that. So they got a bunch of helicopter carriers. You know, as a way of exercising the new law that the U.S. let them. U.S. needed them to do it because of China. They helicopter carrier. What the heck is that going to be useful for? They got them as helicopter carriers because they knew they didn't have time to quickly all of a sudden retrofit them into aircraft carriers with a catapult. A catapult. It's like the end of the carrier kind of goes up. It kind of swoops up at the end so that the jet can fly and then it curves up and launches it up into the air without it having to try to get up on its own wing speed. Like that's called a catapult. So the end of the carrier has this part that slants up for takeoffs. Japan doesn't have enough time to retrofit those things into catapults before China would retaliate. So they've got a vertical Harrier jet type of takeoff, vertical takeoff land version of the F-35. The Marines use it, and the Marines have a whole bunch of mini baby aircraft carriers that can go all around and swarm everywhere. And we don't hear much about those, but those are, I don't read lots and lots about military stuff, but I think that these, I think they're called lightning carriers because they strike. They're Marines. They're not Air Force. I think they're not Navy, I guess, technically. Marines are under the Navy or whatever, but these Marine lightning carriers, little tiny baby aircraft carriers the Marines use, their vertical takeoff F-35, there's lots of those all over the place, and they could swarm around. And those actually could do greater damage in war than our single Nimitz-class large aircraft carriers like we saw in the movie Top Gun. So China's all... Now, we don't hear much about those lightning strike carriers from the Marines. But China's all excited about the big carrier because the Chinese are like children. They see big things and they think they're important. Like, that's their military thinking. Like, that's what America's up against. These guys actually expect to win. They want to take Taiwan when Okinawa is the bigger threat. Because Taiwan's bigger. You know, these are not smart people that we're dealing with in China. But they're easily alarmed. So I look at these helicopter carriers in Japan. They're ready to take F-35s for vertical takeoff right now. F-35's pretty much ready to go. Doesn't have all the bugs worked out. Doesn't have enough scratches on the paint job, but they're ready to go. And if conflict broke out, send the F-35s to Japan. They're ready to go. They're all ready to go. Apparently this F-35 had a little mini crash type of a thing in the ocean. The U.S. called off the search. They found the black box and a flight recorder or something like that. And it was too damaged to know what was going on with it. So I think that the U.S. found enough of the airplane. I'm just guessing. They found the black box. It was too damaged. We found a few wings and the U.S. is calling it off. But some teams are continuing to search for wreckage. Okay. What that tells me is, and the military shouldn't tell people this. I'm just guessing. This is just speculation. I'm guessing that what happened with that is that the military found the important stuff. I mean, if they found the black box, they didn't publish an itemized list of every nut and bolt that they found with the black box. And they say the black box damaged. They didn't provide proof of that, and they don't have to. I think that they found enough of the important key parts and that they saw that the plane was damaged enough, badly enough, that no one's going to get any bad intel from it. And whatever it was, maybe the black box did have some recording data that showed what went wrong and it answered their questions, or maybe, you know, whatever. But I think, okay, we found enough. It was damaged. We're not going to get information out of this. That's our story to the public. We're calling off our involvement in the search, but the search will continue because there's still stuff out there to find. It's enough. It's satisfied. We're moving on. That's kind of what that smells like to me, and how the Pentagon said it is pretty much how they're supposed to say it. I could be wrong, but I don't think that this F-35 fell into enemy hands and created a catastrophe. I don't think that they know exactly where the whole thing is and they found evidence of aliens on Mars. I don't think there's anything really weird going on with this F-35. I think that the F-35 that the Japanese were flying and crashed, they answered their question. It's okay. And I think the F-35 is ready to fly. And, I think the F-35 was made in anticipation of the Chinese threat. I think it was made for this time. And I think that trade talks are breaking down on cue. And I don't think the trade talks ever meant anything to begin with. There, I've been talking like a broken record, but that's kind of my thought or five on what's been going on here. Love you. We've got a feature Friday tomorrow. I'm going to pipe in about some stuff. And see you Monday.